How to be more confident. Confidence is not a quality that people are simply born with, it is a skill that can be developed through consistent practice and a shift in mindset. Many believe that they must wait until they feel confident before taking action, but the reality is often the opposite. Confidence is the byproduct of action. When we face our fears and navigate through discomfort, we build trust in our own abilities. This competence-confidence loop suggests that the more we do, the more capable we feel, and the more confident we become. One of the most effective ways to boost confidence is to challenge the inner critic. Most of us have a negative internal monologue that highlights our flaws and predicts failure. To counter this, practitioners suggest cognitive reframing. Instead of thinking, "I am going to fail this presentation," one might say, "I am nervous because this is important to me, and I have prepared well." Acknowledging your strengths and keeping a win journal, a record of small daily successes, can help shift your focus from what is going wrong to what is going right. Body language also plays a significant role in how we feel. Research into power posing suggests that standing tall, making eye contact, and occupying space can lower cortisol levels and increase testosterone, making us feel more assertive. Even if the scientific community debates the hormonal impact, the social impact remains clear. When you look confident, people treat you as such, which in turn reinforces your self-belief. Furthermore, setting small, achievable goals is crucial. When we set massive goals and fail to meet them, our self-esteem takes a hit. However, by breaking down a large task into tiny micro-wins, we give ourselves permission to feel successful every day. This momentum creates a foundation of self-trust. Over time, these small victories accumulate into a deep-seated belief that you can handle whatever challenges come your way. Finally, it is essential to surround yourself with a supportive environment. Confidence is contagious, but so is negativity. Being around people who encourage your growth and provide constructive feedback rather than harsh criticism can accelerate your progress. Remember that confidence is not about being perfect or never feeling afraid, it is about the willingness to try despite the fear. By embracing failure as a learning tool rather than a reflection of your worth, you unlock a level of freedom that allows your true self to shine. As you practice these habits, you will find that confidence becomes less of an effort and more of a natural state of being.